This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are doing an extra episode here, or at least I don't know if it's going to be the full show here on Monday night, but we are still at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. As I've been explaining, we've been recording show segments here, and there's just so many interesting people to talk to. We're overtime, basically, so we're expanding beyond just the weekend edition here on Free Talk Live and continuing some of the interviews with Todd Rowan, is it?
Todd Rowan.
He, are you the CEO of Rewards.com?
I am the CEO of Rewards.com.
Does that mean you are the founder as well?
Well, yep. I certainly founded it and came out of the loyalty industry for about 20 years. I bought Rewards.com about 3 years ago.
Four years ago, and
was looking for the business model to put on it. And we ended up pivoting from doing a traditional points coalition into the crypto market.
So I first heard about Rewards.com last year at this very same Texas show today, because I actually opened up Call to Freedom, which is the afternoon drive show on LRN.FM. It stands for the Liberty Radio Network. You guys are basically celebrating your first full year.
Well, we retired the Sunday night show on New Year's Eve last year. We were on from 10 to midnight before, weren't we? Or 9 to 11.
Like a Sunday show, I think.
Yeah, we did a Sunday show from 10 to midnight. And last year, on New Year's Eve, we retired the Sunday show.
Right.
And then the following day started our... So tomorrow will
be 1 year. I thought we took like 2 weeks off or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like the 8th or something.
Maybe we did.
Yeah, but you're basically celebrating
our first year. Yeah, first full year on the air.
On the air and
5 days a week.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's been great.
Yeah.
And now you're here with me. And I mentioned on your show today, the very beginning, because you were a little bit late, so I had to start the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, that, well, anyway, I had you guys both on, and it's been great. So, of course, we're going to actually be here through the end of the evening tonight, all the way through to New Year's Day, which is kind of a first for Free Talk Live, because we always end our show at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And tonight we are going to end the radio show at 10 o'clock Eastern, because we have to. And then we'll be starting a Free Talk Live after show, which will be only on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So we'll start that right as soon as the radio show ends, and we'll go all the way through till whenever we feel like being done, basically.
Right.
So
the after party
through midnight. We've got some listeners hanging out here, some Free Talk Live amplifiers supporters who happen to be in the area tonight, joining us in the studio. So thank you here. Of course, there's always a lot to talk about. The toll free number, if you want to join us, because we are live, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So, yeah, great having you guys on the show. Oh, yeah, the thing that I wanted to mention was that I know that, you know, you guys are always so busy. I mean, you have another job. I'm surprised you're not working at the pizza shop, Aria, tonight.
I screwed them tonight.
Okay.
I do, too.
You guys are always so busy. You're the last host that I would invite on to Free Talk Live, just because you're always doing your show. And so it was nice, pleasant surprise, Aria, when you said you wanted to actually host tonight. So we gave Melanie the night off. And then, Will, I mentioned something to you about it, and you were like, you wanted to come in, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Mark's actually running to get you coffee or something like
that.
He's around somewhere.
Give me a cup of decaf.
So it's great to have you guys here. So join us here. I was talking also earlier today on your show about New Year's resolutions. Now's the time to talk about it, right? So if people out there have had success with your New Year's resolution, whatever it was in 2017, did you actually do it, you know, for the one you made for 2018? Did you actually accomplish it, or did you fail within the first month? I heard the other day that most people fail within the first month as far as their New Year's resolution.
Usually like the first 2 weeks.
You think so?
Yeah. On average, most people within 2 weeks have given up whatever their thing is, particularly if it's smoking and weight loss, because those are the two that take the most effort to get rolling.
Yeah, you got to create a new habit.
Yeah,
right?
Or break an old habit.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I mean, a New Year's resolution kind of has procrastination built into it as well.
Yep.
Because there's no reason to wait if you want to change your life.
Yeah.
Good point.
When I wanted to quit smoking, it was the middle of July, and then by the end of September, I didn't smoke cigarettes anymore. Well, no, by the time I got here, so like a week, I didn't smoke cigarettes anymore. I had a vape, and within I'm going to say by January, I wasn't using the vape anymore. You know, just bam, bam, and bam. And
I'd rather die of lung cancer.
Really? I used to say that. I used to say that. Even though I watched my uncle die with lung cancer, it was pretty horrific.
Yeah. Well, cancer kills everyone in my family anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you figure you might as well jump in.
At least I know what's killing me. You know? It's those people dying of nothing that have to worry.
Well, in my case, I don't make New Year's resolutions every year or anything like that, but I think there's something to be said for a time where you reflect on things and,
sure,
you know, decide maybe there's a different direction that that you want to go in. Certainly, you can do that every single day of your life.
I call that Ramadan.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of reflection is something, like, we talk on the show, like, we listen to, like, Islamic scholars, we have Islamic scholars on, and they'll tell you that is something that you need to be doing in your life every day.
Every day. No, I totally
every
agree.
Day.
Totally agree. I mean, every morning that you wake up is,
yep,
a new start for,
yeah,
yourself, basically. You can leave everything you want that was in your past, you just leave it behind, and you can create yourself anew.
It can take years for some people. You know, I was always told, you know, everybody moves at different speeds. Some people can, you know, run a mile in a minute, and some people, they've got to just trudge along and get there when they get there. And that's just, you know, some people can give everything they've got, fisabilillah, and some people can give, you know, 10%, which, you know, if the starting point is zero, then a little bit is better than nothing, you know?
Yes.
You know, so maybe you're not going to quit smoking. You're like, I'm going to quit smoking. Cut down at least. Drop back to a half a pack. Kill yourself a little less than you were last year. I mean, I'm not saying...
Both of those things take willpower.
They
do. You still have to be able to drop down and stay down.
Exactly. Staying down is usually the hard part.
You have
part.
To desire to.
Right? Yes.
I mean,
you have
if you
to
don't
want
genuinely
to.
Desire to, it's not,
yep,
going to stick.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what other people tell you.
I beat crystal meth. That's a,
you That's
beat,
a tough one.
You beat opiates. You know, it's about what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew if I wanted to get away from the crystal meth, that what I had to do was not be around people who had it and,
right,
did it. You know, it's a pretty simple thing. So I moved to Texas.
But at least it wasn't Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. No, I got a contract, and I went to Texas to do the contract in Texas. And I just decided when I got, you know, I decided when I left that I wasn't going to seek it out when I got there. And I decided when I got home that I wasn't going to seek it out when I got home. I did one more time. I touched it one time from the time that I quit and today. And it reminded me of why I wanted to quit. And I never went back. I never touched it again. That's how you quit something. Deciding, oh, well, January 1st, I'm going to make this. 99% of the time, that's not the way it's going to work. It's just not. It's,
yeah,
not.
No, I totally agree with you. In my case, I think it was just, it happened to be 11:30 that night, and I decided, you know, I'm done with Facebook. It's over. And that was when I, you know, decided to take that seriously. I had been weaning myself off of it, though. And the way I explained that was, what I did was I refused to allow myself to click the notifications icon until I get to 5, because I'd always go. Every single time I saw a notification there, I'd always go and click on it. And so I waited till 5, and then I set to 10, then I set to 20, and then to, like, you know, 30 and 50, and so on. And eventually it got to the point where whenever I would look at it, like at 20 or whatever, it was just a waste of my time, even looking, even sorting through what was in there. It had all become just useless garbage to me. Mm-hmm. And so eventually once it got to 99, I never even clicked it again.
Yeah.
It was
99. It's just, yeah, so overwhelming. Yeah. You just look at it and you're like,
no.
No. I'm just going to click on it and then click it again, and that makes them go away.
Nope.
They're not. I'm just going to click mark all as. There we go.
So they keep coming back.
No, keep coming back.
If you mark them all as red, they don't come back.
5 minutes later, there'll be another one.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Ian.
Yeah, especially Ian.
So, it is New Year's Eve, of course. Open phones, as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about, you know, beating an addiction, your own personal story, or whatever's on your mind. Of course, there's stuff in the news as well. Speaking of social media, Google shutting down Google Plus.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, I'm Ian.
Rich Paul.
Richie Rich.
All right. So you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the Super Bowl bridge, the $23 million Now, it's not a bridge to nowhere. This one actually goes somewhere. It's just you're not allowed to use it.
Oh, okay. That clarifies things.
Yeah. So in anticipation of hosting this year's Super Bowl at the brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, this is from Reason.com, by the way, the city of Atlanta spent more than $3 million to build a pedestrian bridge linking the stadium to the nearby Vine City Public Transit Station, allowing fans to cross a busy street without needing a crosswalk. The bridge was originally supposed to cost $13 million. Of course, it's government, so we know that the costs are going to be way over whatever it was that were originally projected.
Gotta have those payoffs. You know, those, you can't put them in the budget, but people have got to be paid off or they're not going to let you do it.
Well, plus, if the construction company just runs into trouble, they can raise the price tag halfway through the gig. Like, what are you going to do? They got you over a barrel. And they know they're going to get the money because it's the government and it's a good old boy club. So it's already pretty pricey for a simple pedestrian crossing over a four-lane road, but city officials approved the extra $10 million in funding to ensure the project would be finished in time for the big game. The Serpentine Bridge, decked out with dazzling customizable LED lights and wrapped with diamond-shaped aluminum panels, did indeed get finished in time for the Super Bowl, but it won't be used by the vast majority of the expected 80,000 people heading to the game on Sunday. Because of its location adjacent to the stadium, the bridge has been deemed a security risk and will therefore be closed to everyone except for credentialed staff and media, according to the AJC.
Oh, wow. Now, do we get media credentials?
I don't know how you would get that for the Super Bowl. That's probably not easy.
Not. So it's only the government-approved media. Correct. Who gets these. Okay, I see.
So if you are in the club, you can use the pedestrian bridge, the $23 million fancy flashing light pedestrian bridge. Otherwise, sorry.
So what are the pedestrians using then? Are they crossing the four-lane busy highway?
Yeah, you'd have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
But always remember what Carlin said. It's a big club. You will never, ever be in it.
Fans heading to the Super Bowl will have to enter through various security checkpoints well outside of the stadium grounds. That means anyone arriving at the Vine City Station on the other side of the $23 million pedestrian bridge will get to admire a very expensive piece of public art as they cross the street the old-fashioned way through the bridge, though the bridge will be, quote, open for attendees to exit at the conclusion of the game. So you can leave over the bridge, maybe, but you can't go in that way. Even by Atlanta standards, paying $23 million to build a bridge that no one can use is a pretty incredible screw-up. This is, after all, the same city that spent $98 million building a streetcar line that's literally useless for anyone except tourists. It runs a 2.7-mile loop downtown around the Coca-Cola Museum, Centennial Olympic Park, and the new football stadium. Then they closed the streetcar when some 100,000 tourists descended on the city for last year's college football national championship games. So $98 million to build the streetcar, and then when they were the busiest that they'd been, they just shut it down. Just outside the city, the Atlanta Braves' new stadium, a disaster for taxpayers and fans in several ways, has its own issues with a pedestrian bridge that was supposed to connect the stadium with a large parking garage on the opposite side of Interstate 285. The bridge wasn't ready until the Braves' second season at Sun Life Park, leaving the team with inadequate parking and forcing fans to play a human version of Frogger when the new field opened. Despite those issues, their pedestrian bridge across eight lanes of highway only cost $11 million, less than half of the final price tag for the now useless pedestrian bridge at the Falcons' new stadium, which crosses just four lanes of the city street.
Why are they so? Okay, I get the story, but when they say useless, it's never going to be used for.
No, it'll be used, just not the. They
just
wanted
not for
it
the
done
Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So they spent extra money to have it done in
they
time for the Super Bowl.
They expedited the building of it, and then changed their mind at the end.
And then
it's obviously usable.
Right. then they decided security risk.
But four extra security guards, too big of an expense.
Yeah, and now was it really their intention, when they were planning this, did they realize this in advance? Did they decide they wanted to build this bridge just for the elites? Because that's the only people that can use it. If you've got the security clearance, you can use the bridge. So it's like a private bridge, basically, for right now, until after the game.
See, and if it weren't taxpayer-funded, I'd be okay with that. right? Sure. Elites pay for private access to things all the time.
Yeah, by all means. Yeah. Unfortunately, the whole thing was taxpayer funded.
Right.
The stadium was a $600 million taxpayer funded boondoggle. We learned last night that the founder, one of the founders of the Home Depot, is the person who owns apparently the Falcons.
Right.
And so basically the deal is taxpayers shelled out $600 million and the owner gets to take all the profits.
Sure.
So
socialized
like
costs,
being America's
profits.
Fattest welfare whore.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really impressive.
So the unseen cost of the pedestrian bridge, like other urban boondoggles, is worth considering too. What else could the city have done with the $23 million they spent on this project? What else could Atlanta taxpayers have done with that money if it wasn't expropriated from them in the first place?
I'm sure feed the homeless and school the children is going to come up on somebody's list.
Well, if it's your money, you can do whatever you want with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then that would be the ideal circumstance, would be to allow people to keep the money that they earn and then decide if they want to build a bridge, go ahead and become an investor in a bridge.
Or an investor in the stadium, right? I think you guys were talking last week about, was it the Packers being either a privately owned or a cooperatively owned stadium?
Yeah. That was mentioned last night, I think. And that was supposed to be the only stadium that, at least it was the only one that we had heard of, that is that situation where...
And I've heard that before as well.
And now you've got another one being built apparently in, I think it was Nevada. There is another There's another privately funded stadium that's actually being built, whereas the supermajority of these things are all taxpayer funded.
Nice.
Yeah. It's crazy. So that's the story, your Super Bowl headline here. There's actually other potential Super Bowl news at the top of the Drudge Report. They say here that during the halftime show, there may be a protest by the performing artists. Maroon 5 frontman has hinted that during their show, there may be some kind of an effort. Let's see here. There might be some sort of kneeling or whatever to kind of show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, if I had recognized that what they were singing was the Star Spangled Banner at the bar tonight, I would have knelt for it. It's just they do it so stylized. They were halfway through the song before I knew what the heck they were singing.
Well, I'm surprised the rest of the bar patrons didn't stand up and take their caps off.
Standing up with their hands at their heart. There were a couple people at the bar like that.
Yeah, because I was looking around during that just to see what the people in the bar were doing, because we were all out at our weekly social event that we do here.
I wonder if you could do a hybrid of that, like, I'm coming, Wheezy, or what was it that Fred
Can you
Stanford
put your hand over your heart
say,
and
be
at the same time?
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the number you can join us on. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, whether you want to talk about Super Bowl controversies or other things. We've got some kid killed by his parents that you wanted to talk about, Richie.
Guardians.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Thursday at the White House says a deal could be brewing in Congress on keeping the government open.
They are working on something, and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens.
And as far as border security?
We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
All indications are that that group of bipartisan lawmakers will continue to work through the weekend if no deal is reached on Friday. President Trump's nominee for Attorney General moved one step closer to confirmation after winning approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a 12-10 party line vote, the panel endorsed William Barr's nomination, which could see a floor vote in front of the full Senate later this month. Apple is fixing the FaceTime bug that allowed people to eavesdrop on conversations. Apple disabled its group FaceTime feature last week when a 14-year-old in Arizona discovered the flaw. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there on the site. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn a lot about Bitcoin. Maybe you're new to cryptocurrency. You need to get started learning about it, and they've got a great academy over there, the Bitcoin.com Academy, where you can learn the basics about Bitcoin and crypto. Highly recommend it. It's free, so why not spend 10 minutes and get educated? Go to Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new, you can still find a lot of value at Bitcoin.com. They've got a great news section. They've got a Bitcoin forum where you can engage with the community and so much more. Once again, go to Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we've been discussing government boondoggles, the ridiculous $23 million bridge that they built outside of the Atlanta Falcons stadium. They spent $23 million to expedite the process so they can have it done in time for the game, the Super Bowl, which is happening, you know, as we speak. And it's there. The bridge is done. It's just now they had to shut it down because of so-called security concerns because it's too close to the stadium. So they can't have enough control over that area, I guess, or something like that. So they can't allow us normal folk to cross the bridge.
The elite class, no problem.
Right, yeah.
No threat there.
You get your security clearance, then you're good to go. So if you're, you know, if you're an executive at the stadium, you're fine.
Sure.
No. So that's what we started the show out with here tonight, and we'll find out, I guess, if there's going to be a protest, potential protest, during the halftime show. The story from bizpackreview.com says that proud flag-loving patriots who hate seeing the American flag disrespected may have no other option but to tune out of the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show. The show's been mired in controversy because of a concerted effort by radical far-left activists to stop any artist from performing at the event. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but like the people who contracted the artists who agreed to do this event, they were targeted. You know, kind of like how those activist groups will target talk show hosts that they don't like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they should be targeted. Anybody participating in this welfare nonsense should be targeted because they're wasting our tax dollars buying stadiums, having there were five Air Force jets flying over this. I didn't mean to watch it. We were in a bar. It was on TV. You couldn't look away from the miraculous waste of money going on that they have to fly these jets over the frigging thing. What do those things cost? $1 million just to get them off the ground once?
The gas is
cheap. So that's $5-6 million right there. So people could see planes fly.
So they could see an ostentatious display of patriotism.
Yeah.
So is everyone in the stadium complicit to that?
Well, you know, if you're participating, I mean, are you complicit? I don't know. You know, is it that like
if I bought a ticket
victim
center
blaming, because most of them don't really benefit from it, but
they just want to go see a show. I mean, do you have to consider the business arrangements of the place, the venue at which you're going to see a show, just because you want to go see a show?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know.
Or any place you shop.
I think a boycott or a protesting of the Super Bowl would have been a great response to the money wasted on the stadium.
Yeah, that much is definitely true. I mean, it is a lot of money that they blew on that stadium. On the other hand, though, I mean, corporate America is rife with corruption. It's rife with sweetheart deals with governments. You know, whether it's as simple as Walmart or Target getting a property tax exemption for a decade, right? Like, oh, yeah, we'll come into your city. We'll bring, you know, 250 jobs into your city, but we're going to need to have a tax exemption for the next 5 to 10 years. This is pretty common, right, where the city governments will cut these big corporations a break in order to locate within certain city limits. And so, I mean, do I have to consider that before I walk through the doors of a Walmart to go buy some toothpaste?
You know? Well, I would certainly consider that before reporting a shoplifter at Walmart. You know, Walmart isn't my friend. If you steal from Walmart, I don't care. If you steal from any corporation,
I care if you do. And here's why. Because, well, first of all, stealing's bad. But secondly, it also raises your prices. So whenever theft happens, they socialize the losses by raising prices as necessary to cover them.
Mm. Yeah,
so
that's
all of the people in the store who are buying things essentially pay whatever the costs are of the loss control of all the, you know, the cameras and everything they need to do to try to reduce the number of thefts. But if they lose product, and they do, it's called shrink in the retail business.
They suffer about 3% shrink each year is my understanding, which, you know, it's not bad.
Well, it
as I mean, as things go.
I mean, most people would like to see lower prices, and if people weren't stealing, then prices would be lower as a result of that.
Probably true.
So one area that I struggle with when it comes to, like, corporations getting tax breaks is I have trouble blaming them for that activity, right?
Sure.
Don't we all want to avoid paying taxes as much as possible?
Yeah,
So when a corporation does it to get a sweetheart deal, if they're getting a tax break, and let's avoid, you know, the subsidies that come along with that, why do we as a culture, I guess, blame them for seeking to maximize their profits and then again pass on the savings to the consumer?
For me, tax breaks aren't really a problem. It's more an issue of corporate welfare when you're giving them money. Everybody should get a 100% tax break.
Sure.
What bothers me is that the people in the club get all the tax breaks, and the people not in Carlin's club get nothing. They get robbed more to pay for it.
Isn't that another case of victim blaming, though?
Is it?
Like, I'm getting taxed, therefore Walmart, who is not getting taxed, right, is the aggressor in that instance.
Well, right? Walmart is not the... Yeah, it is awkward, really.
It's a little awkward.
It's
you can't call him an aggressor for managing to cut a deal with an aggressor, right? So the aggressor is the state, the town or the city,
right,
or state government or whoever it is we're dealing with. They're the ones saying, you got to pay this, and they've managed to negotiate, right? Like, because, you know, you're always negotiating to some extent. They've managed to negotiate that the criminals not rob them for 5 to 10 years and instead just leave them alone. I mean, you got to give them credit for that. Like, if you're mad about it, you're just jealous because you weren't able
That's
to,
all
like,
I'm saying.
You know,
yeah,
negotiate with the criminals.
Yeah, which I am. You know, if some town wants to say, hey, if you move to my town, you'll be exempt from property taxes, yeah, I'd probably move there.
Right. And so I think you made a good distinction, though, the difference between negotiating a better robbery deal,
sure,
you know, meaning that you aren't robbed as much or as often, versus having that same aggressor negotiating a deal where they rob from others to give to you, to directly give, like in the case with the stadium.
Right. Mm.
So that's much, what you're saying, Rich, is that's way more objectionable.
I would definitely say that.
So the show, again, this is the halftime show coming up tonight at the Super Bowl, says here some artists resisted the pressure and signed up for the gig anyway, including the rock band, pop rock band Maroon 5 and rappers Big Boy and Travis Scott, among others. But judging by the rhetoric of Maroon 5's lead singer, trouble may still be expected. How so? During an interview this week with Entertainment Tonight, he said, the band plans to honor those who believe in the concept of so-called social justice. He said, quote, they'll be heard, that's all I want to say, because I don't want to spoil anything.
That's a loaded term.
Referring to those who'd been complaining about the band's participation in the show. Quote, and once again, I'd like to thank the people know where I stand as a human being after 2 decades of doing this. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a...
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, I'm Ian. Oops, sorry, Rich, my bad again. Try that again.
You're scared of me tonight, aren't you? Rich Paul, you just don't know what I'm going to say.
And Richie Rich. All right, you guys, we're going to the phones, and then we'll get into a story you wanted to share with us, Richie Rich. You've got a disturbing story about a young boy beaten to death by guardians.
It is quite disturbing on a number of levels.
Yeah, we'll share that coming up next. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I have used the radio power.
Tell me about that.
Yes. I said that I accomplished quite a few things, and I brought in the 8 mobile speeding units, to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you give yourself credit for the addition of basically speed traps to New Mexico. You think it was your phone calls to radio stations in the area that got this done?
A public voice for the people.
Well, the thing is, it's
a public voice for the club.
Over.
Yeah, a public voice for the gang.
Well, I felt like I was an effective tool because they only had 3 mobile speeding units, and now they have 8, and they had them for 15 years.
Did they put out a press release thanking Sarah in Albuquerque for her hard work?
Why do you want more of them out and about? Are you in danger?
We only hit like 800 pedestrians, and I met a guy who got his leg broken. He was one of the 8. I said, you're one of the 800 people that got hit by a car and got their legs broken but lived. So I met one of you. You're
that
one of the 800.
You got your legs broken or hit by a car and lived?
Both. Got hit by a car, broke my leg, and lived.
Damn.
Now, who is this? Who am I? Who is this?
I am Richie Rich, the one and only.
Richie Rich, are you the Canadian? Are you the pastor, or are you the, I don't know. There's so many of you guys, I get confused. I don't know who's who, which you which.
I'm the latest.
So, you're Canadian?
Oh, you're the new addition, huh?
I didn't think so. The top of your head doesn't completely separate from the bottom of your head. South Park has taught me that that's how you recognize a Canadian.
No, Sarah, we've got...
I've been to Canada.
Rich is from Hawaii.
I got from Canada.
They won't let me in.
I want to ask you something. So you're against mobile speeding bans, and you're against red light cameras, and you got hit by a car 2 times and get your legs broken.
Now, I got hit by a car one time.
See, if you'd only been hit twice, then you'd be you'd be in favor of these things.
Well, I mean, the speeding cameras exist, and there's lots of cops out there. The world is full of pigs, and he still got his leg broken, so it didn't solve the problem.
See, one of the things you have to understand, and this might only be coming from me, is a lot of that has to do with a mindset shift. So I got my legs broken, and I'm laid up, you know, not even in a cast. They put a rod in, and I'm laid up, you know, can't go anywhere, can't do anything. My buddy comes over to, you know, to hang out with me for a little bit. And the first question he asked me is, how did you manifest this in your life? And that's a difficult question to process, because I had to think about all the choices and all the decisions that I made as an individual on how it came to be that I was in that intersection at that time in front of that car. And so I never, you know, the driver tried to run, you know, and luckily there were cops on the scene at the time. But I never blamed him. I never felt any ill will towards him. So maybe a little bit for running, like, I mean, come on, little help there. But I wasn't mad at him because, again, it was, you know, it was choices that I made, responsibility that I had to take for my actions that put me in that spot. And, you know, when my buddy asked me, he said, you know, how did you manifest this? I said, I think I just really needed a vacation. I was getting a little burnt out at work, and now I'm off for a couple of months. So, you know.
So that, do you know anything? Like, what about the driver? Like, was he drunk or what happened? What was the circumstance?
It was late at night. I was leaving my restaurant job, and I was on a moped going through an intersection. Hmm. And this particular intersection has like a left yield. Like, okay. You have to yield to the oncoming traffic to make the left. And he just didn't yield.
And you were oncoming?
And I was oncoming, and he was, you know, coming the opposite way, and he was making a left, and I was going through the intersection.
And he just crashed right into you.
And he crashed right into me. Now, had I been paying a little bit more attention to the road conditions, mm-hmm. I may have seen him, mm-hmm. right? And I had the opportunity to slow down or stop. But I was honestly a little bit distracted. I wasn't on my phone because I was on a moped. But I was, you know, looking down the other way to, you know, because another car made a right-hand turn from the left lane right in front of me. I was going, what the hell is this clown doing? And then when I turned back, wham, yeah.
The problem with traffic signs and traffic laws appears to be that it creates a false sense of confidence. In
absolutely.
That you expect that everybody else is going to obey these laws, and that if you obey these laws, you're going to be okay. But in New Hampshire, I'm frequently driving down a road in the winter and say, well, the speed limit sign says I can do 65, but I can't do 65 because there's ice all over the road.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a mistake.
You know, that's a problem. And if you take out the signs they found in a couple of European towns where they've done this, people slow down. They are not so certain, and not being so certain as to what they're going to encounter, they have to personally pay attention to what's going on. Just like if you don't have government regulation of food, then you have to think about what you eat. You can't, you know, you can't put that off on somebody else.
Get poisoned by lettuce.
Well, Sarah, what do you think about
the
that?
The devil's lettuce hasn't killed anybody, but the romaine's lettuce, that's whacked a lot of people this year.
Sarah, listening to all that, I mean, this is obviously kind of antithetical to what you believe. I mean, you fully believe in the government. You love having government safety vehicles and speeding cameras and all kinds of red light cameras. And your thoughts, Sarah? Go ahead.
I'm just amazed with Richie that if there was a red light camera, the driver would have been careful, because if he struck you, he would have been caught. The There's no way that
they caught him. They caught him. There were actually cops on the scene doing other undercover sting work.
You know what? What if there was no cops available? What if you just hit and run you like they do here in New Mexico? Because there's no red light cameras whatsoever. All we got is
it's not going to fix the broken leg either way.
Yeah.
Red light cameras are timed to, I mean, they serve a very specific purpose. They wouldn't have had any impact on this guy's situation because the light wasn't red. The guy was at a green light, but he was supposed to yield. So the red light camera would have cut no ice on
red light cameras are, from my understanding, designed to take a photo at the time of, you know, somebody burning through a red light, basically.
Right, exactly.
That's why you see the flash.
Not what was.
If it's nighttime and you go through one of these intersections with a red light camera, you'll see the flash go off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's distracting as hell, actually. So, Sarah, thanks for the call, huh? What?
It also takes the pictures of all the accidents and has a sensor. So they have, like, 10 pictures of who did what. So
but how would that have protected me? How would that have protected me prior to the incident?
It's preventative.
She's saying the guy would have been careful. She's saying because the camera were there, the person who ran into you would have been more cautious because they would not have wanted to be caught on the camera.
Because he would have been looking at the camera rather than me.
That only works if the guy is more concerned about paying out $100 in a traffic ticket than he is on... breaking somebody's leg. You know, it seems like...
Well, and also it presumes that the person is as aware of the existence of red light cameras as Sarah is. This guy obviously wasn't thinking real hard at the time because he ran into you like a fool. And so he probably wasn't thinking about anything having to do with driving in that moment or that intersection. He was just thinking about whatever it was he was distracted by.
Yeah, and I've done that too on the road, right? You lose time on the road. If it's a regular route that you take very frequently, your mind wanders and you just drive on instinct.
I'd like to see some statistics on how many accidents are caused when somebody sees a cop and slams on the brake.
I would
love to see statistics on that.
Has it ever been released? Not just slamming on the brake.
Short yellows and known red light cameras.
But having a police officer nearby changes behavior generally, right? So, like, if I've got a cop behind me, I'm checking my rear view way more often than I normally would be. I just can't help it. I can't help but keep looking up at the rear view mirror.
Oh, yeah. People who see the police are afraid, and I learned that by driving a fake police car or a retired police car. People are scared to death of police cars.
It's true. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. Thank you, Sarah.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.